Okay. Alright, you're saying that there is a search of 899.99 in your Apple account, and you are also saying that you haven't made the charge, right? Okay. Well, Apple do not make any charges unless there is any kind of authorization from your end. So we will have to look into your Apple account. If it is being signed in other devices, then we will have to set an alert in your Apple account and secure your Apple account. Okay, maybe somebody might be using your Apple account. By any chance, you know anyone using your Apple account, you share your Apple account with? Okay. Alright, sir, well, in that case, I'll be pulling up your account and then I'll just cancel the charge for you. And where is this charge going to? We will try to examine on that. By the way, do you have any kind of subscription in your Apple account? Okay, do you have iCloud, Amazon, InGame, or any kind of... Okay, so you have... Okay, that is a subscription. And what else do you have? Netflix, in-game, in-app subscriptions. Okay. All right, I'll just pull up your account and then I'll see where is this charge going to. Okay, which is the device that you're using right now? It's an iPhone. Okay, iPhone 13, 14, 15, 16, which one? Just 15 or 15 Pro or Pro Max? Okay, just 15, the normal one, right? Not Pro, not Pro Max, right? It's 15 Pro, right? You have three camera lenses at the back of your camera. Okay. Okay, and whose name is it registered? Can Robert Miller, okay. Give me a second. And is this your phone number? 301-288-6949. Okay. Alright, I'll pull up your Apple account and then I'll be back to you in a few seconds. Thanks for your patience. Alright, thank you for your patience. Reconnected. Alright, sir. Okay, sir, your Apple account is signed in a few authentications that I will have to verify from your end if this is yours. There is a location where your Apple account had an attempt to be signed in China, Beijing. Were you in Beijing? In the past? Okay, there is another one in Maryland. Is that? Okay, then that will be your account. I mean, that will be your device. And there's one in Mexico. Do you have any device in Mexico? Okay. Well, in that case, your Apple account is signed in other locations where you don't verify, where you don't know whoever is using. So, by any chance, you have been sharing your Apple account with anyone? Okay, well, in that case, your Apple account there is a security breach in your Apple account because somebody is using your Apple account and making this charge of $8.99, and it is going to a subscription in the dark web because it is not a subscription where it goes to the .com, .org, .us. It's kind of normal domain, but if it's going to .onion, which means it is in the dark web. So someone is making a charge of $899.99 using your Apple account, using your identity in the dark web. And this subscription could be illegal. So we will have to do a security check with your Apple account, sign out the other devices connected with your Apple account. And also you might have to, yes, and also you might, if you are planning to change or sign in your Apple account in other devices, sign in attempts will be frozen. For the next 24 hours, there will be no sign-ins for your Apple account. If your Apple account is signed in with your 15 Pro Max, then that will be the only device that will be available for you for the next 24 hours. Okay? Okay, do you have other devices like iPad or iMac or anything? Okay, sir. Well, in that case, we will be freezing your Apple account for the next 24 hours. We will try to sign out the other devices that you don't recognize that is in China and that is also in Mexico. Now, there's one more thing we will have to verify from your end. Did you update your Apple device in the last few months with the latest update with 25.4? You don't remember, okay. You will have to update your phone to set up with all the security updates. And also, do you have any applications that you have installed outside of Apple Store? Okay, not really, okay. Alright, now you will have to run a scan on your iPhone. Okay, do you have your iPhone with you right now? Oh, you're talking with me? On your iPhone, okay. Good. Okay, do you have a pen and a paper? Okay, now you go to your settings, go to general, and there you'll find your serial number. So write it down on your paper. If you're done, let me. Yes, and then about. Okay, you write it down on the paper, on a paper. Okay, now go to Safari. Okay, now in the Google search, you type there 981B12, 981B12. Yes, go to Google, type 9B12, the letter B. 1, 2. Okay. All right, now tap search. All right, the first option you see there, Apple security check. Do you have that? Okay, click on that. Okay. All right. Now scroll down, you'll have where you can put in your name and your serial number and your email address, and then you run a scan. Okay, go down, scroll down, scan your iOS device. You have it there. When you scroll down again. Yes, you have to put in your name. And then your email address. And the serial number, you just wrote it down on the paper. Oh. Okay. Now, there is an option that says next. Click on next. Okay. Alright, your Apple account was actually signed in with other devices, and then people have to use your Apple account to go to the dark web, and they are making some kind of subscription using your information. Now, if someone has your Apple account, they can literally have the copy of your cell phone. They can have all the data that you have it on your cell phone. Okay? So we will have to make sure that we secure your Apple account. You will have to change your password, and also there will be an update. Go to generals. And then there will be an option that says software update. You will have to check on that and then update your device in the next 24 hours, okay? So meantime, since your Apple ID and your information has been leaked by some hackers, maybe it came through your internet connection, maybe you have visited some kind of website that have got the access of your phone and then all the information, because you have your passwords, you have the financial information and everything in your cell phone. So I'll be reporting this information. In this case, I will be filing a case to the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and then reporting that you're not responsible for any kind of illegal activity that will be going on under your IP address or under your identity. Okay? So, with your phone, do you do any kind of banking, like online banking, or you have some applications? Okay. Which is the bank that you're connecting your Apple account with? Apple device with? Chase Bank, okay. And do you have checking or savings, or it's just a credit bank?